Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
We talked about this a lot just within the search, having a clear vision. Having a clear vision of what every single position needs to have. Now, but as a front office, we want to be as close as possible with that. So his ability to really give a clear vision of what he wants and needs to be successful has been really, really good. And you can just tell the high football IQ is on a totally different level.
That was Ryan Poles in the offseason. I forgot about the funny, distracting bicycle noise in the background, or the squeaky wheel, whatever that was. And the fact that we did a whole segment on it one time. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that's one of the most robust clips that we have is of Ryan Poles speaking, is that right there, because frankly, he only spoke to reporters. There was no published recordings of the discussion, even though people did get to record it for their own records. Poles wasn't on camera when he talked to reporters yesterday. We heard a little bit about what he had to say with Mark Grody because the trade deadline came and went. And as we know, the Bears got a backup defensive lineman, and that was it. That was the only big move they made. But here's why I think it's important, is because Joe Tryon Soyinka, who they acquired from the Browns, is perhaps one of the first data points in letting us know that the Ben Johnson coaching staff, whether that's Ben Johnson, whether that's defensive coordinator Dennis Allen, are having a real effect in how Poles evaluates talent and who he might acquire. So I am still in a mode of prove me wrong when it comes to the GM's record of talent acquisition. This could be something that helps change that narrative and change that impression.
The first step of many, many small steps to erasing what is a pretty big resume right now as far as Ryan Poles, general manager of the Bears. Because let me tell you, Layla, it's going to take more than this midseason acquisition. It's going to take a couple of drafts. It's going to take the extension of players, the signing of more free agents. I have a lot of questions about everything that Ryan Poles has done. And I don't think I've gotten clarity on how much, even to this point, Ben Johnson, Dennis Allen, and the like, how much influence they've had on Ryan Poles' decision since they joined.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's in prove me wrong mode for me.
Yes.
There's no question.
I'm with you.
And frankly, how much money he spent on the defensive line that isn't producing is a big factor in that. Like I have, as everybody knows, I have many data points when it comes to why I think he didn't deserve an extension, especially with a remarkably different head coach now at the helm. And what I think are better evaluators coaching wise of how they can use talent to their advantage. So that's how I feel. But we've been trying to figure out, we call it whose draft is it anyway? How much did Ben Johnson really get to influence the Bears' draft? We know about Colston Loveland, but we've also seen other Ryan Poles play the hits, if you will, like Ryan Poles' greatest hits when it comes to trying to reinvent people at other positions and that not turning out well. So we've seen that too. Like, for example, we don't know how Ozzie Trapillo should be used. So we know that it's a long road, but that's why this is an important data point. Is this going to be somebody who he picked up who is going to show enough to be satisfactory? Or is this somebody who we're still saying, did Ryan Poles scout this guy? He had some knowledge on him. Dennis sounds like, yeah, that's a good body type for what we want to try to do. You know, having that knowledge and then using him in a way that's going to be satisfactory. You know, I think both can be true.
One of the things that was written about Sean Hammond from the Chicago Tribune on Try and Show Yinka, this is the line in the story. Poles couldn't forget the game Tryon Soyinka had for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Bears in week 3 of 2023 when he sacked quarterback Justin Fields twice and totaled 3 quarterback hits. Poles believes the Bears can get more out of Tryon Soyinka than the Browns, who hardly used him on defense. Remember, he played 31 snaps this year for the Browns.
Yeah, that whole backing up the star thing.
Yeah,
how'd that go with Roschon Johnson and Bijan Robinson? How's that going?
I would say that has not gone well.
The thing about having the superstar at those positions is you don't necessarily care as much about the backups.
Yeah, I mean, at least with Tryon Soyinka, he is a former first-round pick.
Right.
He is a guy who had flashed a little bit when he was in Tampa Bay, but not enough consistently for a first-round pick. And that's why he was no longer with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you just wonder, from a traits standpoint, and that's where Dennis Allen comes in.
Well, that's also what the front office loves. They love traits. They love relative athletic score, arm length, you know.
Right. But Dennis Allen likes a certain type of guy in his scheme at different positions doing very specific things. And he fits the bill on that. And it's just a matter of, is this a quote-unquote warm body? Or is this a guy you feel like you can further develop at the age of, what, 26? To get more out of him than what he was giving either of his previous two teams.
I think the challenge becomes a lot of people who want to reinvent the wheel or show how smart they can be as executives swing and miss instead. And you spend a lot of picks trying to show how smart you are with what you see in players, only to find out they're not doing the things you'd hope they would do. Like, for example, Ruben Hippolyte was somebody who many draft experts had as a non-drafted free agent, UDFA. Ruben Hippolyte has been a healthy scratch for how many weeks now?
A lot of weeks.
Is it 4?
That sounds right.
Several.
Since TJ's been, I mean, I guess he could play this week since TJ might be out, right?
But sometimes people think they're real smart or real cute. And unfortunately, the consensus is the consensus for a reason.
You can't be cute in football in any shape, form, or fashion. You can't be cute in the way you play. You can't be cute in how you try to get the most talent. You just got to give yourself as many opportunities to get the highest level talent that you can, especially when we're talking about through the draft, because we know great organizations build through the draft. And right now, unfortunately, the Bears, outside of that first overall pick and the first round picks they've had the last 3 years, they don't have a lot to hang their hats on. Or when I say they, I mean Ryan Poles, by the way.
Right. And that's why I wasn't necessarily of the thought that, oh, you get like a gimme first draft class to ease into this. If it goes right on good regimes that produce, those draft classes will produce for you. See Brad Holmes of the Detroit Lions. You need those players to produce for you. You need that to be the foundation of your team. Sometimes making the boring decisions and building, I don't know, from the inside out, for example, is really how you build a sustainable team. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody talking about Ryan Poles' role and how much we need Ben Johnson to influence that. This is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I want to go back to what we talked about in the offseason, trying to figure out how much of this was going to be a Ryan Poles draft, how much Ben Johnson was going to be able to help. And when the theory was thrown out about how Ben Johnson is dictating this and Ryan's just getting the groceries, I very much thought the same thing when it came to Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles. I think the job of a GM is to get talent that your head coach thinks he can use. And I feel like that was also the case before Ben Johnson was here. I think there were certain players that Matt Eberflus wanted because of either in free agency like a Tremaine Edmonds or, say, in a draft that he wanted to use in a certain way. He also asked for a three technique that he didn't ultimately end up getting. He got Jervon Dexter. Jalen Carter goes to the Eagles. They won the Super Bowl last year.
Thank you for that note.
But you see how this stuff does matter when it comes to the coach's influence. I think the issue is we want the coach to influence Ryan Poles a lot.
So
he can't do both. He's not Bill Belichick.
So that's kind of my point, is that the question becomes, when you look at Ryan Poles, do you like the effect that the head coach Ben Johnson, the former head coach and now defensive coordinator Dennis Allen, is having on the acquisition of talent? And my answer to that is, I want them to have more.
More.
I want Ben Johnson.
More.
More. I want Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen to be involved in every single aspect of this that they can, while also obviously preparing for the game. This is more of an off-season thing probably than an in-season thing, because they're trying to prepare week to week.
Yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying. Like, I don't think there was any point, and I still believe that, like, when it came to that first pick of the draft, that was a Ben Johnson call. Because if he wanted a player, an offensive player, he had a choice. It was Colston Loveland or it was Tyler Warren. He made his choice. You can't tell me Ryan Poles made that choice without Ben Johnson saying, this is the tight end I want.
Right, and that's one, though. But when it comes to, say, I don't know, the area of expertise, which is probably the general manager's former position in offensive line, when 12 of 13 offensive linemen who were picked in the first and the second round of the 2025 draft had played and started even.
Is it his area of expertise? Can we just go back to what you just said, though? I believe he believes it's his area of expertise because he's a former lineman. But
right, but when you're the head coach, don't you have to trust scouting to do some of its job?
Yes. I trust. You know who I trust more than scouting? Dan Roschar. And this is what I mean. Scouting can bring you stuff, but I trust Dan Roschar to go over the stuff that they bring you.
Well, and he's got the college background, too. So he knows how it can translate into the NFL. I think we got a little bit clearer picture, though, of all of this thanks to Ben Johnson talking on the mic yesterday. So we will play that for you since he spoke on the microphone.
He was turning over every stone in looking for ways to improve our roster both this year and in future years. And so I thought we had some really healthy dialogues on what we wanted that to look like and as we're building this thing on out. And so it was good. I feel really good about the move we made, and I think, you know, our guys will step up as we get going here in the second half of the season. I think Sweat's starting to come on. I thought Book had a good start there to the second half with that first game, and so I think we're going to be in a pretty good spot here up front.
So that's Ben Johnson talking about it, and at least working with Ryan Poles on how.
And also validating some of the players that are currently on the roster that were Ryan Poles' decisions, if you will, before he even got here. When you talk about Austin Booker, Montez Sweat. By the way, the Tez effect has started to ramp up. Ever since I gave him that game ball on Take the North, he's had a sack in every game.
But here's the thing. You think that Matt Eberflus didn't have a say in Montez Sweat? Like, of course there's a conversation there about, I'm sure that happened between Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus when it came to how to use Montez Sweat.
Yeah, I mean, it's plausible. I just, the way I look at Matt Eberflus as a defensive play caller and a head coach, I just question, I question him as much as I question Ryan Poles, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I question all of it, which is why I questioned the idea of extending Ryan Poles to begin with. But you have a chance. You know, the more involved the trusted people are in this organization, and by trusted, I mean people like Dennis Allen and Ben Johnson, the more they are involved, I think the easier their jobs, Ryan Poles, for example, should be. But if he's still driving the bus with his front office's base tenets of traits over tape and thinking that they can move people around out of their positions in college, like they did with Gervon Dexter, like they tried to do with Ozzie Trapillo, we might be in for some very similar discussions down the line. And that's why it's so important is we try to figure out whose responsibility this really is and how much of a say that the coaching staff is going to get to have. There were rumors before Ben Johnson came here that he was going to bring a player executive, a front office executive with him. That ultimately didn't end up happening. It was somebody who was in Detroit, ended up being in Washington. But I see why that was on the table.
Had to be on the table as we continue to talk about Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles, their relationship, the evaluation of the job that Ryan Poles is doing right now, and whether or not it's been enhanced by the presence of Ben Johnson and, to a degree, Dennis Allen as well, because they know what they need to make their schemes work here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Mark Grody, by the way, is at House Hall. He'll join us at 1:25. I look at this to say that Ryan Poles, to me, has earned no trust from anyone, not the fan base, not, I mean, really, and I guess the only thing that matters.
Word on the street is he earned 5 years of trust from the organization.
That's what I was going to say. The only thing that really matters is that Kevin Warren said, I will give you a chance at redemption. Because honestly, that's what you have to call this, a shot at redemption. And I guess when he got on the conference call with Ben Johnson, that initial one, you know, the one where Ben Johnson leads the call by saying, I want to be the next head coach of the Chicago Bears, and gets off the call saying, I want to be the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. And he felt comfortable enough after that conversation that that message didn't change from the front of the call to the end of the call. Then Kevin Warren said, okay, this can work. And my kind of in a fatherly figure way saying, you will have another chance to come back from the ashes and rise like the phoenix. Because that's what Kevin Warren's attempting to do here. Let's be very clear on that.
I don't even know if they think that's the case. Like, that's the issue.
That's what I think.
This was whether this, we like Ben Johnson, but in reality, this was still somewhat of an arranged marriage that way. Now, did they arrange the right person who they brought in? Yes. But as far as getting the other person a 5-year extension, which usually comes with a raise, y'all know how I felt about that. 630, they need to give Poles the model number and SKU in a cell phone picture.
Wow. Reality is Bears do have to win in spite of Ryan Poles. That's from 309. The do was capitalized, as was the in spite.
Yeah, and I frankly tend to agree with that until we see something different. But let's face it, you know, after a week of acquiring at least CeeDee Gardner-Johnson off the street, that proved to be good enough for the Bengals.
Is there even anything?
Even though they gave up 42 points. So now you get another chance to see whether or not that's working well. We saw how Dennis Allen wanted to use him, which for me is important.
He had a sack.
So, okay, you spent a $90,011,075 on the defensive line.
That's a very random number.
It's a scientific one. Look it up.
Okay.
So this is what you were able to get once Dyer Odangbo went down. So you show me. You show me what you've learned.
Is there anything Ryan Poles can do between now and the end of the season to say Ryan Poles deserves his flowers? Like, what would have to happen between now and the end of the season? I mean, the trade deadline's passed now, so if this just happens to work out and they go to the playoffs and win a playoff game or something, is that what it would take?
I mean, it's going to take a good draft, I think, unfortunately.
Okay, and it's going to take time. And maybe these draft parts come together and do something from this past draft. And obviously, Kyle Manunga's already doing things.
It's going to take one of your draft picks to make a Pro Bowl. It's going to take you perhaps trading somebody who you have redundant talent in one of the positions, getting something of real value back. It's going to be doing something decent in a third round.
Third round would be nice. A third round dub would be nice.
wouldn't it? Before Chicago takes on New York, tune in Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz and Mully will get you set for the game. And then immediately after the game, they have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Coming up next, it's time to get your fantasy football light up in order. I'm sure Marshall has a lot of questions for Paul Charchian. The chief execution officer of the Guillotine Leagues is next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think you're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
Paul Charchian, fantasy football guru.
And we get to find out now if all our fantasy drafts, we all love our teams. Right now, half of us are going to be like, oh, what have I done?
Chief Execution Officer, Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com.
I've been foisting Kyle Monongai into every one of our conversations all year long, and it's finally paying off. And non-number one runners have hurt the Bengals big time, including Isaiah Davis last week, 110 total yards. So really excited about Kyle Monongai.
Paul Charchian with Raheem Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love talking to Paul Charchian every week. Yes. He helps you through your fantasy problems and solutions and fantasy fantasies. At Paul Charchian on Twitter, he's the chief execution officer of the Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. And look who's foisting. Worked.
Yeah, baby.
Foisted away because Kyle Monongai had 176 yards last week. His longest carry was 39. It was a very pretty number when it came to a yardage total for the Bears. Charge, take your flowers.
I feel vindicated for putting Kyle Monongai into every one of our conversations for 8 weeks until it finally paid off last week. And that was so much fun. And this is not DeAndre Swift shade either, because I think Swift has played pretty well this year. And I do believe it'll go back to being a 1-2 punch. But Monongai looks so comfortable in this offense. I love what they've built around him. And when you look towards the future, and it's not like DeAndre Swift's old, he's 26 years old, but when you look to the future here, I feel like Kyle Manungai has got a big role in this offense. And a lot of times, including this week, we're going to be starting both guys. Giants, your opponent this week, last two games, they've given up 415 rushing yards in 2 weeks. So it's game on for both Swift and Manungai.
Okay, I just want to make sure I heard you correctly, Charge. You just said it's okay to start both guys in your same backfield. Yeah. That's what, because I have both guys, and I have Ashton Jeanty as my other running back. I was like, maybe I'll start all three and put one of them in the flex. But is that something? I mean, there's snow in the forecast here on Sunday, so it seems like a running kind of game is going to be happening. Wind is 16 miles per hour, gust up to 31 miles per hour. You tell me, Charge.
I'm going to be so sad when you've got an indoor stadium. What? That is such a bummer for all of us. We love watching the bad weather games. We all do. Every sports fan does. We're running out of stadiums that have it. I'm really disappointed that's going to be the case here. We're going to miss some of the great bad weather games of all time. The 49ers game from a couple of years ago in week one was epic. The Fog Bowl from 30 years ago. I mean, I'm really sad that Chicago's bending the knee to concert tours and all the other stuff that they want to do in an indoor stadium and the advantages that brings when instead we could have awesome outdoor football.
Charge, I don't know if you know this.
Is that so wrong?
But weather gets more and more unpredictable these days. If you're going to build a new stadium, it has to have some sort of roof. Just has to.
I know.
There's too much money in the NFL.
Yeah, Buffalo's not doing it. Buffalo's just keeping an outdoor stadium with their new one. Well, you can do it.
People in Buffalo like to volunteer to help shovel the snow.
Yeah.
So that's not
right.
The
they
case
won't do
here.
That there.
Yeah, we have
not in the heart of the city of Chicago.
You know, in 2045, when they open up that stadium, then we'll see what happens. They haven't even broken ground on it yet.
Right. Chicago notorious for on-time public works. So, yeah, right, exactly. It might be a little while. I'm glad, Marshall, you brought up Ashton Jeanty. Fascinating matchup in tonight's game. It's been a very inconsistent season for Jeanty. He's averaging only 3.9 yards per carry. We all thought he was going to be rookie of the year because he came off one of the all-time great college seasons ever. He can run, he can catch, he can do all these things. Hasn't really come together this year because the offensive line is terrible. And we've talked about this in maybe like 5-6 weeks ago. We mentioned this in passing. Worst offensive line in football in a lot of ways. Lowest yards before contact, Ashton Jeanty. But get this. He's doing everything one man can do behind this terrible offensive line. His avoided tackle rate is only behind Bijan Robinson and Jonathan Taylor, two of the best in the league. And then Ashton Jeanty. The catch is tonight. Teams try to run on the Broncos because they've got the awesome secondary. They've got the great pass rush. Even without Patrick Surtain, it's still a really good pass defense. Mm-hmm. The problem is they're a great run defense, too. No back has topped 60 rushing yards against Denver since week three. And over the last month, no back has topped 8 receiving yards against them. So, you know, Jeanty's doing everything he can. This is a tough, tough spot. Marshall, I think you put him into your flex position here and you start your two Bears, who I've got ranked right around Ashton Jeanty for this game.
Looking around the rest of the league, Charge, and I might take your advice. I might not. We'll see what happens. The Saints, we had the trade deadline. The Saints traded away Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks. Yeah. There's a guy there trying to become the first ever 2,000-yard receiver in Jackson Smith and Jigba. So is he going to be a fantasy factor, Shaheed?
You know, I think he is, and I love this trade. So Shaheed is a deep ball specialist. And unlike Jackson Smith and Jigba, who was also good at every level, for Shaheed, it's basically run straight, run fast, go deep, and we'll heave some balls your ways. And, you know, when it's one thing when those balls are coming from Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck, it's all different when it's Sam Darnold. Darnold leads all quarterbacks in deep ball accuracy. He's number two in deep ball completions behind only Matthew Stafford. And defenses have to respect Jackson Smith and Jigba. And so when he goes and when Jackson Smith and Jigba is running intermediate or deep routes, he's going to suck coverage in his way. And Shaheed's going to be one-on-one on these deep balls. And Darnold is going to hit some of those shots. Now, I don't know if it's going to be this week against the Cardinals when he's only been there, whatever, 5 days, but it's going to happen, and there are going to be spots where Shaheed's going to pay off with some big, big plays, and they're coming. And by the way, Seattle's the best team in the NFC. That's a whole sub conversation. Mm. But this is a.
I don't think you're wrong. I mean, it's either them or the Rams.
Right. And they're in the same division. They've got the same record. I mean, what a slugfest that division is, especially if the 49ers can come back healthy. But find a defect with Seattle. They have an elite run defense. They've got a great young secondary. They can run the ball. They can pass the ball. This, I think they're the most complete team in the NFC.
Yeah, they picked a really good time to show everybody on Sunday Night Football as well, Church. I would agree. Also, since we're talking about the trade deadline, do you see Breece Hall's role with the Jets changing that much? I don't.
No, but I feel bad for him. I mean, you're Breece Hall. You're one of the 10 best runners in the league, languishing during your four-year career in New York. You're taking handoffs from Zach Wilson and Mike White and Trevor Siemian and Tim Boyle, Justin Fields. Trade deadline approaches, and you're like, you know what? I'm a free agent at the end of the year. Can we just tap out? Can you just send me somewhere else? You guys can get draft picks for next year. You've just traded away Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams. You know, I'll go someplace else and be on a good team. We found out today, reports, the Chiefs tried to get Breece Hall. He could have gone to the Chiefs, for Pete's sake. How do you not be dejected if you're Breece Hall at this point? You're looking at a half season more of the Jets barreling their way to the first pick of the draft. That's got to be deflating. And now without Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, that means the Jets' defense is going to be worse. They're going to be trailing even more than they already are. Game script's going to point against Breece Hall. And he's got the Cleveland run defense coming up, which is awesome this week. It's all bad for Breece Hall right now.
It's definitely not good. Now, I have a question on my piece of paper. I'm going to read it as it has been written, but I disagree with it. Aaron Rodgers has been a shockingly good fantasy producer. First of all, I'm not shocked. But his top target, DK Metcalf, hasn't. What's gone wrong with Metcalf? And why do you think it's shocking that Aaron Rodgers, an established multi-time MVP, has been shockingly good?
A fantasy?
Yeah, he throws touchdowns.
From a fantasy standpoint. Well, he does this year. Yes, I mean, you know, with the Jets last year, it looked
like
he
was. It's the Jets.
Well, fair. It was the Jets, but I still was there. Do you remember there was like zero optimism or even real interest in Aaron Rodgers when he had the protracted situation with Pittsburgh all summer and we're all waiting for him to sign and everybody's like, this is the best Pittsburgh could do was Aaron Rodgers? There wasn't unanimous or even overriding sentiment that Rodgers was going to be particularly good. And here he is, I think third in the NFL in passing touchdowns. I don't think anybody expected this. And the fact that he could be this good and DK Metcalf has not been really part of this is baffling. You know, last year we mocked Rodgers because all he would do is pelt Devontae Adams with targets. And you're looking at Garrett Wilson, who's one of the great receivers in the league, and he can't even get a ball his way. We're like, what is Rodgers doing just locked down to one guy? This year, he won't even throw to Metcalf. He's four catches a game. That's it. And you know some of the blame goes to Arthur Smith, who loves nothing more than sending a dozen targets to his tight ends every game. But that's the way it's worked out. And as a DK Metcalf, when he does not score, he is killing your fantasy team because he's not getting enough volume from Aaron Rodgers.
You know, it's funny, Charge, too, is look what George Pickens is doing on the flip side.
Yeah,
no kidding, right? Pickens has been very good, very good.
Yeah, that's part of it for me is, seeing how the trade plays out in both spots, and that's been an interesting development. With Kyler Murray on the injured reserve, Jacoby Brissett, still starting at least four more games. How do you think that affects the rest of the Cardinals fantasy players? Amari DiMercato gets a lot of talk on this station. I just need you to know.
Does
that.
He?
Yeah, because he burned us. He had one of the best first halves ever.
You remember, yes.
Oh, yeah, the North DiMercato, remembers.
Yeah. Yes, how about that? What a week you guys have had. Good Lord, the Bears are fascinating. This is in all the time that I've been doing this station, I don't think there's been a more fun year to be covering the Bears than this one. You guys must be having a great time.
We are where having do you two an chime enjoyable time. You,
it has to be amazing.
Church, we got big ribs today, okay? We get to make fart jokes and talk about football. It's been pretty good.
Well, that's as good as it. The McRib, by the way. What bothers me about the McRib is that they try to make it look like there's bone in it, right? So they've got the thing formed into the where the bones should be, but then you're supposed to eat that part of it, right? So why form the bones into that mold of quote unquote ribs when you're forming it into the shape of a bone? I don't understand that part.
I think it's the concept.
Yeah, we just eat the food, Charge. We don't really care.
But I get it.
We're animals.
Also, I like boneless buffalo wings, so I'm the wrong person to ask.
Oh my goodness, she likes chicken nuggets. She likes chicken nuggets. That's what she's saying.
I don't care what they call them.
But back to Brissette.
The strip in the nugget is it's a key distinction. The nugget is like ground up, reprocessed, blended, pureed chicken that they gets reformed into the nugget. At least the strip is just like some hunk of actual meat that came from some part of the chicken. And you know it isn't beak or foot or feather or, you know, whatever that weird thing is that hangs off the bottom of the chicken's neck.
The gizzard?
Maybe that's a turkey. The gizzard, right. There's none of that. And you know, with the nugget, you don't know. I mean, it could be anything, really.
But Charge, anyway. Jacoby Brissett.
Yes. What? Where do you two stand on Kyler Murray as an NFL quarterback?
He's fine.
I think a change of scenery would benefit him, but that contract might not let him have one.
He's owed $36 million guaranteed next year.
Correct.
$36 million.
Correct.
I mean, that's a lot for a guy who just got soft benched. I mean, can we agree that this is a benching?
Yes. I agree. Jacoby Brissett's looked phenomenal.
And Jacoby's had his fair share of change of scenery.
Yes.
Yeah, six different teams for Jacoby Brissett. You know, but the thing about Brissett that you love is, first, every one of these stops, the coaches all love him. And they all, you know, he gets like two starts a year or whatever. And then the coaches talk about how smart he is, how prepared he is. And then when you put him on the field for these last three starts, multiple touchdowns in all three of these Cardinals games, more passing yards in these three Cardinal games than Murray had in any of the five games leading up to these Brissett starts. And I don't know that it's fair to look at body language, but Brissett is out there playing like every game could be his last. And maybe it is. Like, you know, he is playing for his career. With Murray, you just don't see that in the body language, and you hate to put that on somebody. We don't know what's in his head and what's in his heart. But man, Brissett wants to win, and it's so obvious. And I love this switch for this team. I think this foot injury is total BS. The play, you look at the play, injured his foot on it. You can't even see anything there. You know, we don't know for sure, but it feels like a benching, and it's ultimately going to be the best thing for the only two Cardinals you care about, Marvin Harrison and Trey McBride, who have performed really pretty similarly actually under Brissett than they were with Kyler Murray. But this helps maintain their fantasy value for the rest of the year.
Charge, always a good time, and the conversation odyssey continues. We love it. Have a wonderful fantasy. Yeah, have a wonderful fantasy football week.
Thanks, Charge.
You too. Bye, guys.
That's Paul Charjian, always joining us at 11:25 at this time on Thursdays. Charge, the chief execution officer of Guillotine Leagues at fantasylife.com. Coming up next, it's what happens when art meets real life, meets consequences to thought of art being real life. We've got to help Rico Dowdle now.
Well, he's asking for help. Financial help.
If you know, you know. And if you don't, we'll explain next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It's already halftime just like that? Life comes at you fast when you get McRibs. They're back. McDonald's told us November 11th. We examined Ben Johnson getting a progress report to the people, thanks to Patrick Finley, who asked him, and then how we felt about Caleb Williams at this point of the season. I'm not ready to do it yet officially until after Sunday's game, but Marshall informed us that Sunday is supposed to have a bit of bear weather on the schedule, so we might not get a quarterback-heavy game. It might be a nice heavy dose of the run game. He told us why. At 11 o'clock, we talked about Ryan Poles' role and Ben Johnson's role in evaluating talent for the front office and how the trade for Joe Tryon-Shuyunga is going to be a good data point. I think Shuyunga is going to be a good data point when it comes to trying to figure out how this is going to go moving forward. Paul Charchian gave us fantasy football advice, and now it is time for halftime.
It's halftime.
I'm a little excited slash distracted because we've been wanting to talk about this since Sunday. Of course it involves Adam Amin. And of course he knew what was going on when Rico Dowdle celebrated a touchdown.
Now it's Dowdle right back into the game and right back into the end zone. His second of the day. And the Panthers extend the lead.
1, 2.
Only 2 pumps, but apparently that's enough for the flag.
It's the old Key & Peele
sketch.
Fox Sports, we thank you for your service. Adam Amin continues to be the realest of the play-by-play announcers. Mm. And it was great because the Packers lost 16-13.
That's a tough penalty. He was taught that 2 pumps was that's the line you can run up to.
Now, if you thought that it was just Adam Amin who made the reference, oh no, Rico Dowdle was in on it.
Celebration, you're supposed to get 2 pumps, right?
Yeah, that's from my understanding. From my understanding and everything I've learned, we go with stuff like this every week in the meeting room. I definitely think you're supposed to get 2 pumps. Hopefully, I don't get a fine.
Mm. So then, of course, we had to reference the actual sketch from Key & Peele where Rico Dowdle thought this was okay.
Ransom takes the snap, and it's a shovel pass to McKringleberry. Ooh, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, and touchdown Rhino!
Oh my, great
blocked by Hardunkachud, and that's going to be tough for the Cougars to come back from.
Boy, what a career day from Hingle McCrinkleberry, the rookie out of Penn State. Oh, he's just amazingly fired up here today, Jeff.
You got to love the way this guy plays, and he... Oh,
see, now there's one pump.
Uh-oh.
Well, I cannot believe this kid.
You got to put your team first in situations like this, and McCrinkleberry's just not doing that.
Oh, now there's two. Jeff, now if he pumps a third time, he will draw his third penalty for today. Everybody here, waiting with bated breath.
He did it!
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did it!
Oh, that's
he
just...
He couldn't help
that's
himself.
That's amazing! I mean... Come on, in professional football, it's really...
It's a shame.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes,
you can argue all you want, but the flag, well, it's been thrown.
That's right. If it's three pumps, the ref's not going to take it away
no,
now.
No, he's not. Duration and intensity doesn't make any difference.
So, of course, Rico Dowdle thought it was two pumps and then the flag.
He watches Key and Peele. I get it.
You know who I don't think does? NFL referees.
I think you might be wrong. I think they might know, but they know the rules, too.
No, because if they knew the rules, they would have given him funny points and he wouldn't have gotten the penalty. Well, so this made its way to none other than Hingle McCringleberry himself, Keegan Michael Key. And here's what he had to say about this.
Rico, man, you got robbed. You only did two pumps. I'm sorry, man. Now we're going to have to write a new sketch.
I can't wait for the new sketch.
The new sketch is going to be amazing.
I can't wait. I saw when I need a laugh, all I do, this is what every single time it works. I just dial up the long version of the names from the East West Bowl.
Greater sketch show.
And I'm laughing thinking about it.
Key and Peele or Chappelle show. There have been arguments about this.
I think it's still Chappelle.
The fact that we're even comparing them, it's Chappelle's show, no doubt.
Okay, no,
Chappelle's art affected decades, right? That's how this works. And it was satire and it was a commentary. Now, the works of Key and Peele, that's a different story, I think, as a whole. But the show, both are excellent.
Yes.
And when it makes it to Rico Dowdle, and by the way, he did get fined.
He did get fined.
So here's where you come in. Rico Dowdle created a GoFundMe. To support his fines, or as the GoFundMe says, support my fines, .. or Children's Home Society of North Carolina. He's doing this for the kids.
Trick a lot of kids.
Rico Dowdle has raised $17,827. That is 90% of the $20,000 goal for the kids. Rico Dowdle's the people's MVP, in my opinion. I'm not saying NFL MVP, but think about this man. First of all, fun name. Secondly, works his way up from backup. Third, incredibly good at creating a name for himself, like puts himself on the stage, performs well, total yards from the line of scrimmage, upsets the Packers. And now he's doing the Key and Peele sketch, and now he's supporting the kids? People's MVP. Not even a question.
He's got a $20,000 goal. They are 90% there. $17,977 raised so far.
Should we make a promo so we can get more people here in the Chicagoland area to donate to this cause?
Yeah, let's do. Kids, Rico Dowdle was robbed by the machine, by the NFL telling him that two pumps drew a penalty. When we all know the rule is from Key and Peele, it's three. And now he needs your help. And in doing so, he's going to support the kids.
Here's the message.
I tried to say it straight, but I couldn't do it.
No, but here's the message. 100% of what is raised through this fundraiser will be sent to Children's Home Society of North Carolina. Children's Home Society promotes the right of every child to a permanent, safe, and loving family. They specialize in education and prevention programs, family preservation, and adoption and foster care.
I like the first sentence, too. After much thought, I've launched a GoFundMe for my fines. Key said I got three pumps, but I guess the NFL disagrees.
Remember, kids and adults, we all know what the NFL really stands for. No Fun League.
People's MVP, raising the money for the kids in the spirit of his fine. I love it. I think that's the right way to go about this. The NFL owes him an apology. Let's just be clear.
I think so. But he's not getting an apology from the NFL.
I don't know if Hingle McCringleberry is my favorite player. I might be more of an Xmas, Jackson, Flax, and Waxon person myself.
The names were just, they just kept coming. They did not stop.
It was the delivery that made it.
There's our horn.
I can't stop laughing now because I'm thinking about that sketch.
There we go.
Saved by the Bell.
It's on YouTube, thank God.
Lark Voorhees.
Lark is awesome.
Yeah.
She's the real MVP of that show.
I'm more of a...
It's probably A.C. Slater, I guess, because he's the one who's the most famous still.
Is he more famous than Mark Paul Gosselaar?
Yeah, because he's on Extra and all that stuff.
Mm. I'll have to think about that.
Yeah. I don't think it's his real name, though. I don't think it's A.C. Slater.
Oh, okay.
Mario Lopez. We have five on it coming up next. Five important questions that we want to ask you, and we will do so right after this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.